Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And just like I do every year, I hit my first Beaujolais Nouveau around Thanksgiving time. Then I turn around and I usually try to do one around Christmas. So I opened up my next version, which is the Georges Debout, and it's the Beaujolais Nouveau 2019 celebratory type release. So I normally get these two. I think next year I'm going to try to go a little unorthodox and try to find two different ones. The stuff will keep going here. Or I found that they had a Beaujolais Voulage Nouveau. So I'm probably going to look at that one as well. But these are my two favorites. The previous one I had, and this Georges Debout. So I had this one and we had a duck. So this wild, gamey type of food pairing, I knew it would go well because the Beaujolais goes really well with like turkey and chicken. So I wanted to try duck usually on Christmas time. So we kind of had that with the same kind of fixings. We had some yams and I didn't have a little left cranberry. So you get a lot of these berry tastes. So if you didn't know, Beaujolais is from the Beaujolais region in France. So you're going to get some dryness again, you know, like we always talk about. But this one is really like more strawberries and raspberries. So bright red fruits, you're getting a lot of that. And you're getting those aromas that come off as well. Price point is between about $11 to about $14. But if you're buying it now, because it's actually aging, you probably can get it around $10 or so. Because as it ages, and this is a really fresh, fruity, light-tasting wine, it starts to change and you start getting a little more tannins and a little more acidic. But you want to drink this as really what it was made for, which is bright fruit and going from there. So anyway, let's get a whiff of this. Really can't see the color as well, but it's a beautiful color. It's really beautiful. It's almost like purplish, and it goes really well with that floral look on the bottle, and we'll show that after we get a whiff of this. Yep. So, you know, I said this before, and I'm gonna, and I may sound redundant, but it smells like grape soda. So when you have that grape soda smell, you know you're getting some of that true Beaujolais type of gamay grape flavor, because the gamay grape is really what the Beaujolais is made from. So you're getting a lot of that. So you're getting that fruitiness, that grapeness, that type of flavor from there. So let's get a drink. So I'm starting to taste the change because I did have it open. So you're starting to get the change and the tannins. So now is really sitting on your palate a lot more. I will tell you, the initial opening of this bottle was very tasty and the fruits was flowing out. It's more of the strawberries that I had. So once I had the strawberries, I really identified and go from that. But usually if you wait too long, your wine will change and it gets a little more tannic on your tongue. That dryness is there, a little more prevalent, and that's really what you're getting from it. So I really recommend, if you like the taste of the Beaujolais Nouveau, try to take care of that bottle the day of or the day after. If not, it will start changing and you'll start being really, really disappointed with the flavors. So again, this is the Beaujolais Nouveau, Georges Debout, 2019. Really, really good. So if you try it and you open it up before New Year's, you'll be pretty good, but it will start changing. Understand that flavor will start changing. So don't anticipate what you drunk earlier that you're getting the same thing. And once you open it, it becomes a different wine as well. So you take a look at it. Like I said, if you can see that, see those colors? That's the color of the wine. So that comes very close to the color of the wine. So is Beaujolais Nouveau, Georges Debout. What is that? 2019. So, and you're going from there. So, I thank you so much for stopping by Urban Wine Life. Go to urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on all podcasts, or go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can see the actual wine and the tasting. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.